This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Are you interested in the unknown?
Video games.
Old movies.
Horror.
Old TV.
Zombies.
Fantasies.
Comics.
The paranormal.
And science fiction.
Hot TV. Games and more. Then tune in Tuesday night at 10.
On Sci-Fi and Squid.
On Joy 94.9.
Life here is amazing. Dragons used to be a bit of a problem, but now they've all moved in.
Did I tell you that you look amazing today? Because you do.
And with Vikings on the backs of dragons, the world just got a whole lot bigger.
This is amazing!
What happened here?
What could have done this?
Think you know a lot about dragons. Let me show you some of what you don't know.
Should I know you?
No.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to ACME. My name is Lorraine Elliott. I'm the ACME Board President, and it's wonderful to see so many of you here this morning for the special media preview of DreamWorks Animation, the exhibition, presented exclusively in Australia as part of the Melbourne Winter Masterpieces 2014. I'm delighted to introduce and welcome our guests today, Tony Sweeney, the ACME Director and CEO, the Honourable Louise Asher MP, Minister for Tourism and Major Events, and our special guest of honour, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Founder and CEO of DreamWorks Animation. I would also like to acknowledge the many members of the DreamWorks Animation Executive and Creative Team who are with us from Los Angeles, including the project leader, Bill Damaschke, the Chief Creative Officer. Welcome to you all. Before I invite our guests to tell you more about the exhibition, I'd like to acknowledge up front our generous presenting partners. We simply would not be able to present major exhibitions such as this one without their support. The Victorian Major Events Company and Janet Whiting, the Deputy Chair, is with us this morning. Tourism Victoria, the City of Melbourne, supporting our late night program. Accor, Digital Fish, who created the interactives in the exhibition. HP, who provided the computers for the interactives. Hames Paints, Melbourne Airport, the Sofitel Melbourne on Collins, V-Line, Virgin Australia, Westfield, Yarra Trams, APN Outdoors, Channel 10, Evan Evans, The Herald Sun, and ABC 774. Our thanks and appreciation to all our partners, many of whom are represented in the room today. Now I'd like to invite Tony Sweeney, ACME's Director and CEO, to the microphone.
Thank you, Lorraine, and welcome to you all. I hope you managed to get past the wildlife coming in the building. So it's a hugely proud moment for all of us of ACME today. We're not only celebrating a remarkable achievement of bringing a major new exhibition to life, but equally we're celebrating a very innovative international collaboration, and one that we'll see our latest Melbourne Winter Masterpiece show, DreamWorks Animation, take to the world stage on a major international tour after its showing here. Our major moving image exhibitions and our art commissions provide unique opportunities for audiences to connect with vibrant, entertaining and thought-provoking cultural experiences. And in this very exciting creative collaboration between Acme and DreamWorks Animation, we reveal for the very first time the rich creative journey of the studio's animated feature films, right from sketch to screen. In just a few short moments, you'll hear about the exhibition in more detail from the Minister, so I'll leave it to her to get you excited about that. And she'll do it very animatedly, I'm sure she will. The partnership to produce DreamWorks Animation, the exhibition, is a perfect example of what drives us at Acme. We like to work with industry leaders and artistic innovators to explore this powerful, dynamic role that the moving image plays in today's digital connected world. We found a deep and very shared commitment with DreamWorks to harnessing the power of the moving image, and we came together as like minds to create something I think you'll find very special when you go in there. And while our two cities, Melbourne and LA, are separated by the vastness of the Pacific Ocean, this shared passion and dedication to the art of film has been a powerful bridge for exchanging ideas, skills and perspectives as the very bedrock of this project. At Acme, we're constantly excited by the prospect of inviting our visitors to go beyond the surface, to delve deeply into the subject matter that we love to champion. And in this exhibition, we provide a genuine world-first opportunity to learn from, be inspired by, and be entertained by the amazing world of animation through the uniquely brilliant and very playful perspective of DreamWorks Animation. I'd like to express our sincere thanks particularly to Jeffrey Katzenberg and Bill Damaschke, the Chief Creative Officer, for their personal inspiration in this project and their friendship, and for providing such amazing ready access to the studio's quite astonishing archive of creative practice, and of course, access to the insights and personal ideas of the amazing artists themselves. We're hugely indebted to the creative, curatorial, production and technical project teams here and in LA who've worked tirelessly on this exhibition for the past 2 to 3 years. And it's their expertise, skills and insights which are absolutely central to telling the story of DreamWorks Animation's first 20 years of life. So it's now my pleasure to welcome to the microphone Louise Asher, MP, the Minister for Tourism and Major Events, to tell you more about the show.
Lorraine Elliott, Acme Board President, Tony Sweeney, to Jeffrey Katzenberg, welcome. You've been in Melbourne just a couple of hours. You're looking terrific. To Janet Whiting, thank you for joining us here today at this special media launch of the latest Melbourne Winter Masterpieces exhibition, which is the fifth to be presented by the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. I know I have a lot less expertise on the artistic features of this wonderful exhibition, but I wanted to in particular explain to you why the government is very focused on the Melbourne Winter Masterpieces, and that's because of the economic contribution made by that particular series of events. Tourism is a very significant contributor to our economy. It generates over $19 billion a year and provides jobs for over 200,000 Victorians. Winter Masterpieces plays a key role in that, and the Winter Masterpieces series, run over many years, has attracted more than 4.3 million attendees, including 372,000 visitors from interstate and overseas who've come here specifically to attend the Melbourne Winter Masterpieces exhibitions. The spending of these visitors has reaped an economic reward for Victoria of more than $359 million and has helped cement Melbourne's position as Australia's home of arts, culture and major events. And it's particularly crucial that we obviously have visitors here in winter. Winter's not our peak time for visitation, and the Melbourne Winter Masterpieces program is designed to ensure that the hotels, restaurants, retail all benefit from the attraction that these exhibitions have for tourists. A little over 3 years ago, Acme, VMEC and DreamWorks got together to explore ideas for an exhibition that would be the first to showcase the archive of one of the world's most creative animation studios. From these beginnings, we now have an exhibition celebrating the much-loved and awarded films that DreamWorks Animation has produced over its 20-year journey. It's a spectacular exhibition, and you'll see this for yourself very soon. It's also the largest ever presented by Acme, with over 400 rare and never-before-seen artworks, concept drawings, storyboards, maquettes and models. It focuses on and explores in detail the significant creative contribution and technical innovation that DreamWorks Animation has made to the field of animation and filmmaking over two decades. The exhibition traces the studio's creative legacy from Ants to this year's new features, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, and the much-anticipated sequel, How to Train Your Dragon 2. Acme and DreamWorks have also produced a series of special behind-the-scenes interviews and exciting new interactive experiences. These include an immersive multimedia exhibit for How to Train Your Dragon 2, which has been specifically produced for the exhibition and features never-before-seen material. There are also other newly commissioned interactive exhibits, and I'm sure you'll love them all. For the first time ever, visitors will be able to go beyond the screen and chart the creative journey of a DreamWorks animation film from the very first idea through to the final completed project. Following the world premiere here in Melbourne, the exhibition will embark on an international tour. So that obviously is also very important to the fact that opening here will attract visitors from interstate and hopefully overseas here to see what's available first before it goes to the rest of the world. I congratulate everyone involved, and in particular I'd like to thank DreamWorks Animation for their openness and generosity in making this vision a remarkable reality. Now it's my pleasure to invite our guest of honour to the microphone, and please give a warm Melbourne welcome to the DreamWorks founder and CEO, Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Thank you, Minister Asher and Lorraine and Tony. And I just have to say that for those of us in California, when we arrive and there is rain, we consider that a blessing. So we're very happy to be here on this beautiful day and to mark DreamWorks' 20th anniversary. On October 12th, 1994, Steven Spielberg, David Geffen, and I got together and launched the studio. At the time, all we had was a name and a dream. That dream was to create our own studio that would make great films and great entertainment. As ambitious as this dream was, I could not have imagined that one day an internationally renowned institution would mount a world-class exhibition about the art of our animated movies. All I can say is, wow. I think when you have an opportunity to see this for yourself, it's incredibly impressive. What a beautiful, beautiful job. And I have to say, please, whatever you do, do not miss the opportunity to ride Toothless. You're in for a real treat. This is truly a state-of-the-art exhibition about the state-of-the-art of animation. Here in Melbourne, visitors will be provided with the next best thing to being at our studio in California. They will be treated to cutting-edge interactive exhibits that recreate what it's like to experience how we actually go about making our movies, and what a process it is. For 4 or 5 years, sometimes even longer, 400-plus artists labor to make just one single movie. Each film consists of over 130,000 individual frames, and each of those frames actually has to travel through 12 distinct departments. And along the way, there are between 10 to 100 iterations being finalized in each of those departments. So when you do some quick math and you add all of that up, we're talking about as many as 500 million digital files are created by artists for each and every movie we make. It all adds up to the most exhausting, intense, challenging, and unnerving process you can imagine. But also, it is the most fantastic and the most rewarding possible. This is because what we're really talking about is creativity on a truly grand scale. Each film is a mega collaboration that brings together unbelievably talented artists and technologists who travel on a collective journey that results in a piece of entertainment that is also often a work of art. This is what this exhibition demonstrates, and it is what this exhibition celebrates. It has been a tremendous pleasure working with ACME. As I mentioned, since the very beginning, ambition has been a defining characteristic of DreamWorks. The same can be said for ACME. Everyone we have dealt with has been dedicated to creating a landmark exhibition. I'd especially like to acknowledge Tony Sweeney, ACME's CEO, and Lorraine Elliott, ACMI's board president, who have nurtured and guided this project every step of the way. Again, Minister Asher, thank you for being here today and providing the vision to understand the importance of the exhibition for the entire region. I also want to recognize my colleagues, DreamWorks Chief Creative Officer, Bill Damashke. It was his vision to create this exhibition, and he has worked tirelessly from our end of the Pacific to actually make it happen. For me, this is really very, very exciting. After spending three decades loving how animated films are made, it actually is thrilling to see people of all ages be exposed to this amazing process. And once the show closes in October, as the minister said, we look forward to it touring the world so others can learn about the method, the madness, and most of all, the magic of animation. In short, DreamWorks Animation, the exhibition, is absolutely the best anniversary present I could possibly imagine. Thank you all so very much, and enjoy the exhibit. Thank you.
Before thanking Jeffrey Katzenberg, I'd also like to thank the Minister for her ongoing support, her and her department's ongoing support of ACME's Melbourne Winter Masterpieces. And to Jeffrey Katzenberg, you had a vision, and we're the beneficiaries here in Melbourne at ACME of that vision. You and Bill Damashke and the rest of your team have created magic, and we feel so very happy to have it here with us. But I'd also like to acknowledge the hard work of ACME's various teams. They've all contributed to the success of this exhibition. It's been an impeccable partnership between the DreamWorks Animation Studio and ACME. And, of course, it's such an honour to have Jeffrey and Bill and the rest of the DreamWorks team here with us today. That concludes the formalities this morning. The official party's already had a walkthrough, so I'm not sure if another one's on the schedule or whether you're going to go in. So that concludes the official proceedings, and please feel free to go and see this fantastic exhibition. Thank you.
Sonia, Sci-Fi and Squeam here in Melbourne Town at the fantastic DreamWorks exhibition. It is the first of its kind in Melbourne and I believe in Australia, possibly the world for DreamWorks outside of the US. And I have with me Kendall Cronkite. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, cool. I'll edit that bit of me saying, did I say that right? Welcome to the show, Kendall.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah. That's great. So this is the opening, well, the media call day, and what a day it is. How are you feeling about this whole event?
I'm so excited. I was saying to you earlier that, you know, we've been here since Sunday, putting all the fine-tuning on the show and just waiting for people to actually come in and see it and what the reaction is. So it's exciting today to see, you know, how people are responding. There's been some kids here, so it's been really fun to see. Yeah,
especially with the dragon screening.
Yeah,
that's amazing. There's a bit of vertigo happening in there.
I know, you have to sit down. I recommend staying on your knees. It is, because you're riding the back of Toothless the Dragon over Burke and the ocean, and it's pretty magical.
Now let's just briefly look at your career. Of course, Kendall, I've got the bio sheet in front of me. I'm sorry to be so rude. But you're production designer, DreamWorks Animation, and what exactly is your role at DreamWorks?
So production designers are responsible for designing the look of the film. Mm-hmm. So everything from character through to the worlds. We work with a group of artists in an art department. We start there in the very early days. We're usually some of the first people on the show. Okay. And so we conceptualize what the show should be based on the script. We have a lot of conversations with the directors about that. And then that's where kind of drawing and painting happens and designing. And then, you know, then we go into production, and that's where I follow the art into sort of our CG pipeline.
Right. Okay.
So I'm overseeing it with all different departments from, you know, the modelers to the texture painters, lighting, animation, the people that even, you know, put the rigs in our characters, which are sort of their bones and muscles that allow them to move. And we really talk about even, you know, how when they bend their elbow, what do you want that to look like? And, you know, it's kind of all designed. So we're involved in all the
whole process. It's very big conceptual process, and I guess I'm hearing that I spoke to Christoph and 3 or 4 years on just one film. Is that the usual?
It is usual. Mm-hmm. It is 4 years for, you know, if it's a new film, usually 4 years. If it's a sequel, sometimes we can get it done under that. But it's in that range. That's it's crazy. Because really, everything you see on the screen, it's all created from nothing.
Yeah.
So,
you
know.
And then your teams, your research, and all the information you put in there.
Exactly.
And put in and put out. And the feeling I'm getting is this is a dream, you know. Is this a dream job?
Yeah. It seems like
I mean, I feel so lucky to be able to do what I do. It was never the intention. I was an artist. I drew and I painted and kind of by accident got involved in animation. And, you know, that was in 1991 when I first got involved. And there's so many aspects to it. You know, I can draw and paint like I always did, but I can also sculpt. I can build models. I
can
work
and
see.
In the pipeline,
we can build models out in Maya. We can texture paint them, and I can work with these incredible artists as well to just sort of envision a world. I'm hooked, really.
Yeah,
addiction seems to be the thing. And you're looking around at this exhibition. You're seeing some very amazing, interesting, different styles of drawing and artwork, and you yourself come from that artistic background. So as that journey, it must be amazing.
It is amazing.
You worked on Ants, I think.
So when I first came to DreamWorks, that was the first movie I worked on, and I was an art director on that. And then after that went into all of, the first Madagascar movie, then number 2 and 3, so 10 years of Madagascar, really.
That's great.
Now, do you think of yourself, because we are a bit of a geek show, of course, are you a geek girl?
I'm kind of a fiber art geek. I mean, I really love all that stuff. I grew up in a sewing family, so I'm big on sewing and sewing machines and paint and drawing with
sewing machines.
I love them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love them.
Uh, This is Sonia from Sci-Fi and Squeam from Joy 94.9 here in Melbourne at the amazing exhibition for DreamWorks. This is a fantastic event, DreamWorks Animation, the exhibition for the Melbourne Winter Series for 2014. And I have with me Christophe Lautret. Lautret or Lautret?
Lautret. That's wonderful. Lautret.
Did I do that right?
You did it right, yeah.
And we're looking at your desk, your work desk. You, like I said, you can't get away from work, it looks like.
Apparently, I thought I would have escaped from work, but no, here I am, you know, in front of my drawings and pens and, yeah, you know, yes.
Yeah. Now, of course, your work is very, you worked on, is it Madagascar? One of the ones you worked on?
I worked on many different movies for the company, you know, but the latest one I've done is called The Croods. And I spent about, you know, 4 to 5 years on it.
Wow, okay. So spending so long on one production, how do you keep inspired?
Well, you know, this particular movie was inspiring for me and the crew. You know, it was really based on nature. And this is, of course, something that touches me and, you know, that I love being with, you know. So it was great looking at books, always references, and doing doodles of plants and different landmarks of the world. So that itself, you know, was a really an inspiring, you know, reinventing ourselves constantly, and it was really good.
Oh, really excellent. I noticed that with a lot of the artists and designers' work, there's a very strong element of biology and botany. And is that your background?
It is not, though, you know, as an artist, you know, we are prone to draw outside, you know, to draw stuff from nature, go to the zoo and draw and paint animals, you know, do live drawing. So, I mean, everything that's touch artistry, you know, we are really usually sensitive about. So I know that particularly, again, for me, you know, botanic was great, you know, dealing with plants. And so it was a lovely project, you know, I couldn't be more happy.
So as far as getting all the details and the information you need to absorb it as an artist, did you travel anywhere in particular that was pretty exciting? Or?
Well, for this one, you know, it was really a mix of imagination, you know, trying to come up with, you know, inventing plants and inventing creatures. But we actually did a trip in America in a canyon called Zion. You know, so we were all together and we had to dive underwater as well. We have, you know, we saw a lot of plants and rocks.
That is a cool job.
Indeed. I mean, you know, it was really lovely to bond together and also take a lot of photo reference, you know. And, you know, there's a part in the movie, for instance, where the crews hide under a cave, and that part was completely taken from the trip we did. So it wasn't just, you know, bonding, but it was also really for researchers.
Okay. And so you take cameras with you while you're doing this? Or
underwater cameras.
Strap them on and...
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Did you ever think this would happen to you when you were starting out as an artist, end up like this?
Of course not. You know, no, it's a journey. I mean, you know, you climb into the ship and you don't really know where the adventure will be. So, you know, it's half, you know, working hard and making sure you do your best job, you know, constantly on a daily basis. And then, you know, where the wind blows and you follow it. You know?
Oh, very good. Now, what's going on here? There's like, I'm sensing there's a very strong French element in DreamWorks. I'm seeing a lot of French names on the artwork around the exhibition. Why is that?
Yes, we do. There's a strong French community, and it has to do with the schools. You know, we have a lot of art school, and specifically some animation school that are pretty prestigious. You know, and there's also the second thing is France is really big on imagery and graphic novel. It has been a great heritage from, you know, through the centuries. And so we carry that, you know, in our genes, I guess, and, you know, generation influence other generation. So that's rolling through the
especially the graphite work. You can see a lot of 19th century impressionist stuff, and it's just beautiful.
You're completely right. And so, you know, it's an ethic in France, you know, really to escape through drawings and painting. It's always been.
So you're happy with working at DreamWorks? You still think you'll stay on there and continue to do animation for them?
As long as they want me around, you know, I would stay for sure. You know, it has been my home for the last, you know, 17 years. And
17 years.
I hope it will be, you know, for another.
Fantastic. So what do you do? You're in charge of a group of people as well, a group of artists? Or
so my job is called production design. Production design is basically, you know, taking the script from the directors.
Yes.
You know, and I put those words in images, you know, so we have to create the characters, the words, everything that requires the visual, all the visual statement for a show goes through my expertise.
Fantastic. Well, beautiful. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Okay. Very much, Christophe. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much again.
Bye-bye. That's great. Cool. Yes, very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Are you interested in the unknown?
Video games.
Old movies.
Horror.
Old TV.
Zombies.
Fantasies.
Comics.
The paranormal.
And science fiction.
Hot TV.
Games and more. Then tune in Tuesday night at 10.
On Sci-Fi and Squid.
On Joy 94.9.
Find out more about Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.